Connecticut election officials are investigating how an undocumented West Hartford restaurant owner was somehow registered to vote through the state's Department of Motor Vehicles in 2018. It also emphasizes, though, that they believe the case is an isolated incident rather than evidence of a broader system failure. The scrutiny, though, comes after reports that New Jersey, not too far away from us, mistakenly registered about 6,600 non-citizens because of a software error, and it prompted Connecticut Republicans to seek an audit of the state's motor voter registration system. Joining us now is House Minority Leader Vincent Candelora to talk more about this. And Representative Candelora, I always appreciate our conversations and thank you so much for giving us the time. Talk to us a little bit about this.
Yeah, so I mean, as you sort of teed it up, we're concerned that what happened in New Jersey could happen in Connecticut. And so we've asked the Department of Motor Vehicles and the Secretary of State to just provide information on the process and what safeguards are in place. I will say up front that Motor Vehicles believes that New Jersey has a system of automatic registration for voter voting rolls through DMV where you have to opt out. In Connecticut, we have an opt-in system. But they are looking at, you know, are there people committing fraud and what are the safeguards? So, I mean, I think that's one issue. The second issue is going back in time and trying to figure out how this West Hartford individual ended up on the voter rolls. I'm being told that if you go to DMV as undocumented or illegal immigrant and you register for a motor vehicle license, it becomes a drive-only license, and you don't have the option of registering to vote at the same time like a Connecticut citizen would be able to do. But they're not sure in prior years sort of what that system looked like. And part of the problem is I'm being told that under federal law, you're not allowed to ask for somebody's immigration status. So DMV really can't vet whether people that are coming in to renew their licenses are illegal immigrants and not entitled to register to vote. So that's sort of where the rub is.
Okay, so a couple things here, because I know in the midst of what happened in New Jersey, you guys also sent out, as in the House Republicans, it sounds like, you sent out a couple of letters this week, one to the auditors in regards to doing an audit of the DMV's automatic voter registration system. You also sent out a letter to the Secretary of the State, Stephanie Thomas, and the Commissioner of the DMV, Tony Guerrera. Have you heard from anybody yet on any of those fronts?
So I have. I've spoken to the DMV Commissioner. He reached out immediately when he got the letter to say to me that he's looking into it already, and we should be getting some information back. Secretary of State has been radio silent on the issue. What's concerned me with their office, quite frankly, is, you know, we just saw them championing the fact that they're not turning over the voter rolls to the Department of Justice as requested, and they went to court to prevent that from happening. What I never understood with that issue is that these voter rolls are public documents. So there's no reason why they shouldn't be disclosed and they shouldn't be vetted. But for some reason, the Secretary of State doesn't want these documents, you know, actually combed through and vetted. And that concerns me because we don't know how this process has worked. And I think, as DMV is making sure that they have their systems in place and safeguards, which they think they do, we don't have the ability to really go through the voter rolls without that cooperation of the Department of Justice to look and see, are there people who are registered to vote that aren't legally entitled to vote?
And again, we have Representative Vin Candelora here talking about this story. And so you have heard from the commissioner. I know the Secretary of the State, I had actually asked her team if she would come on the show prior to knowing about this with New Jersey and now the inquiries regarding Connecticut and the finding out of this West Hartford resident. I had asked if she would come on because we are coming up on the Democratic primary. But we also have, for the first time in our state history, no excuse absentee ballots. And So, you know, I just in general wanted to have her come on. I do know, and I will say, she was unable to come on to my show as well as Lisa Wexler's show. Her team saying that, you know, that there's a lot happening. Again, I don't know exactly what that means. But I will give, you know, credit where credit is due. I have heard from her team in regards to she wants to be available to talk on the radio, but she has not been able to make her schedule work. Hopefully next week. This is certainly something I'd like to talk to her about. You know, the thing that I find with this, Representative Candelora, quite frankly, is sometimes I do feel like we will, not we as in you and me, but I think in general society will blow something out of proportion, which again, I don't know if that's the case here. I'm not sure. And the thing that the Secretary of the State does is she doesn't want to play into that. She doesn't want to play into what we have.
No,
we have, you know, like because I've had this with her before where I've said to her, like, hey, you're cool with no excuse absentee ballots when we have a Bridgeport. And she's like, right, we've got Bridgeport. I acknowledge that. But the majority of our state does okay. But I get your frustration because I will say, okay, but it feels like you're writing off what is a problem. I understand her point, which is like, I don't want to make this a bigger thing than it is. Fine. But you're also not acknowledging that we did make a mistake and we do have a problem. And I don't see where we're rectifying it.
Well, that's right. And I think that's where you need to come to the table and just answer the questions. The press conference that was held last week, you know, refusing to disclose these documents, the Department of Justice, it was a partisan press conference. And what I had said to the media is, look, I don't think there's issues. You know, I don't think there's fraud, but you should be standing with Republicans to try to show that the process is working. And I regret saying that now when I see going into this week what has happened. The commissioner at DMV, to his credit, immediately called me within an hour of receiving my letter.
That's very Tony Guerrero.
Yes.
That's very him.
Tony Guerrero.
I'm not
and
shocked
yesterday,
about that. Yeah.
Right. And yesterday he set up a Teams meeting and I had six of the experts from his office on a call with me explaining what the process was and the safeguards that they think they have in place. Some of the issues that they can't answer. And I'm just always bothered by the fact that the Secretary of State doesn't answer these questions. You know, we had a candidate thrown off the ballot last week because her office gave them the wrong paperwork to file their petitions. And the Secretary of State, I believe it was a motion they made to get out of the case so they didn't have to answer the questions to what had happened. There's a little bit of a pattern of incompetency that comes out of her office. And I think the way you avoid things being blown out of proportion is you come to the microphone, you answer the questions, and you reassure people that the voter data is safe. But the fact that they don't want to hand it over to the Department of Justice to have them vet it starts to, you know, raise my eyebrow. And now I'm hearing from the Department of Motor Vehicle, they don't have a system to vet people that have already registered because they can't ask for immigration status. So there's an issue here. Do I think it's widespread? Maybe not, but the Secretary of State really needs to come to the podium and answer these questions, and she should have done it yesterday.
We are chatting with House Minority Leader Vincent Candelora, and this story is actually very fascinating. And the thing that I really appreciate, Representative Candelora, is, you know, we can have a conversation about it without it becoming political. I can't stress that enough.
Yeah.
Well, because I do think sometimes, and I'm sure I'm going to get canceled for this, I do think sometimes we just don't use logic. And I don't know why. Probably because we're in the era of social media. We're in the era of, you know, if you say something the wrong way, if you look at somebody the wrong way, you're just the worst person on the planet. And I certainly ride a fine line because I work on a public platform. So I hope that this is taken honestly. I'm coming from a logical place. I'm not coming from a political place with this. So when I first read this story, at first, I thought to myself, okay, I'm not quite getting it. But then I thought about it. And in full disclosure, I have somebody in my family who came to America, is now an American citizen. My sister-in-law is from Brazil. She was able to, before she became an American citizen, she was able to get a driver's license. I believe what they're called is Connecticut drive-only license because she was not an American
Correct.
Citizen. Okay. But my understanding, though, is she was able to still register a car with a Connecticut drive only license. I believe our state laws do allow a non-citizen to get a car registered in Connecticut as long as they have like acceptable yes. form of identification. So there's where that's where, to be fair, my sister-in-law never voted ever. She didn't until she was an American citizen. She felt very strongly about that. And obviously that's the law. So thank you for doing that. My point though is to me, if that is the case, wouldn't that allow for more people to be able to vote? And maybe I'm misunderstanding it. This is where I need clarity. And this is maybe something I talk to the Secretary of the State about when she comes on, hopefully next week. But wouldn't that have allowed, as long as she has, you know, vehicle registration and she had a Connecticut drive only license, would she still have been allowed to vote?
So not legally, but it certainly opens up the path to be able to register to vote. And that's
well, I guess that's what I'm saying.
Problem.
Like, where are the safeguards? I guess that is my question.
That's
again,
right.
She never did. I mean, she's going to kill me for using her as an example. But I was thinking about it because I don't want people to think that I'm coming from a political place. I'm really not. But I was thinking about this story and I'm like, oh, OK, well, you know, she's following the law. That's fine. But would it be easy? Would it have been easy for somebody if they have, again, a Connecticut drive only license or they have proof that they have a registration because that is what they ask for? Couldn't they vote technically? Isn't that enough proof to be able to vote?
Yeah, I mean, you don't even need that proof in order to vote. You could bring in a piece of mail to actually vote. But to register to vote, they certainly have access to that, you know, by going onto the Secretary of State's website, downloading a form, and sending it in to a town hall. The DMV, that law, when it was put into place, which really had a lot of Republican opposition, for this very reason, is that it opens up the door for people who aren't allowed to vote to be able to, because they go in, they get a drive-only license, which an undocumented is legally allowed to do, and then it potentially could allow them to register to vote. And that's what the audit is calling for. That's what ended up happening in New Jersey. We want to make sure it didn't happen here in Connecticut. And so that's what they're trying to ferret out. And there's a lot of questions. You know, the person in West Hartford who was registered to vote and illegal, he never actually voted. So that begs the question, if he didn't do it, and, you know, obviously if he illegally intended to register to vote, he would have then gone out and voted. So, right, exactly. Was it the system that automatically registered him to vote? 10 years ago, we had a problem when this was implemented where people's party affiliation was being changed by DMV. There was a reason for it. Yeah.
Was that a systematic error? Because why else would they do that?
There was a system, not a system error. They claimed it was a default that was occurring to cause that to happen. But what it was doing is, I remember when I went in to renew my license, they asked me, do you want to register to vote? I checked the box, no, because I'm already registered. What was happening is that registrars were getting those forms anyway, and when they saw the party affiliation box not completed, they would register the person unaffiliated. So people that were registered to a party, it had gotten changed.
Oh, interesting.
So I point that out just because the system has not been foolproof. And so if it was a problem in that situation, what was it doing when we had all these drive-only licenses, which I believe it was over 60,000, that were coming in and registering? Were they also being automatically registered to vote? Because we also did see a huge uptick in people registering to vote back in the day under Denise Merrill. That was one of her initiatives. And, you know, was that uptick as a result of registering people that weren't legally allowed to vote? And that's something I think DOJ wanted to make sure didn't happen. And it's unfortunate that the Secretary of State blocked that information to get to the feds, because the question is, what are you hiding? It's a public document. Why wouldn't you allow these documents to be vetted and cross-referenced so we could make sure there aren't people on there illegally?
Yeah, and look, I do understand, like I said, I respect her for this, not wanting hysteria around something if it doesn't exist. But to your point, Representative Candelora, then if there's nothing to hide, why not? And I know people don't like that. I know people don't like the idea of, you know, if you look at the cameras, the license plate readers, the speed enforcement cameras, the red light cameras, you know, we don't want them in our cities and towns. Well, then don't speed, you know, or well, then don't commit a crime and then you should be fine. And I know people don't like that answer. But to, again, to your point, if there is nothing that is a problem, this really was a fluke and that this is not a widespread issue, which I want to believe it's not. You know, when you look at our elections.
We all want to.
Right. We all want to. And, you know, and here's the thing is take out the national story, because that's really what I think bothers me the most about politics in Connecticut. Too often, everything gets referred back to Washington, D.C., and it drives me insane.
Yeah.
Like, look at here in Connecticut. Okay. If out of 169 municipalities, let's be honest, one is really not making the grade, okay? So if 168 out of 169 are doing it right, I can understand where the Secretary of the State is like, look, let's not make a big thing out of nothing. Yes, we've got a problem in one place, which, again, we shouldn't write that off. Like, yay, we're perfect. No, we're not. However, to that point, if there shouldn't be any hysteria, I think saying nothing or not addressing it properly or to the point where people can at least have faith in local and state government again, I think that's a miss. I am hoping that she answers you. I'm glad that Tony Guerrero did. But I am surprised that I think a lot of times we'll just kind of deflect and go back to Washington and let's drop Trump's name again when it's like, okay, but we have a concrete example of it happening here. Maybe it was a fluke. But if it wasn't, yeah. I'd like to know that. That's all. And I think that's fair to ask that. I don't think that should then follow up with, well, you're a MAGA, you're a th-. No, I'm not.
Right.
I'm just asking if that really was a fluke.
Right.
I think that's fair.
There needs to be accountability. I mean, it's almost like name calling on the playground, and that doesn't work. You know, you can't deflect. You need to answer the questions, and if everything is on board, then you move on. But it's really interesting. You know, I did have a reporter say to me, you know, your letter is really thoughtful. Well, of course it is, because we just want to get to the bottom of the answer. You know, we don't want to you know, create a hysteria if it's not there. But I'm bothered by the fact that we don't get answers when we ask for those questions. And, you know, I do await and see how it plays out. The audit hopefully will uncover this process and make sure that not only going forward there are safeguards, but what happened 10 years ago. Because that's when we saw the influx, you know, from 2016 all the way through to 2020, and actually all the way through 2024, of our open borders, and how did that impact our voter registration? There was very systematic laws put in place that allowed for people to very easily register to vote. And I'm concerned that there wasn't proper vetting in that process. And, you know, it's part of what the SAVE Act, I think, is trying to do. And there could be a happy medium, but I think we have to look at it. And so I'm hoping those answers will come back in positive and say, no, we're okay here in Connecticut.
Well, Representative Candelora, will you please let me know if you hear more, especially following up with the DMV commissioner? It sounds like you've already spoken to
Absolutely.
Him.
Absolutely.
But please let me know what you hear and if you hear from the Secretary of State. And I'll do the same. Like I said, her team has been great. I have been in constant contact with them for the last few days. She is expected to come on the show early next week. This is certainly something we'll touch on. But yeah, if you learn anything, please keep me in the loop, because I'd love to share that with our listeners.
Great. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Representative Candelora. Appreciate your time.